say, Donald X, what is the story behind Vampire?
So Vampire is a flavor-based story, and you know, a lot of these versions, we're going to be noticing how little they do to push the flavor of a vampire. But it totally was, I want to have a vampire that feels like a vampire. And the key elements that I had initially were that it has to turn into a bat, and it has to, in some sense, feed. And so let's see, the first vampire says, set aside up to 2 treasures you have in play, put them in your hand at the start of your next turn. So that does nothing to suggest a vampire, but is a thing you could do on a knight card. And that would have been another thing on my mind at the time. What was the category of effects that worked well at night? And there were a few different cards that tried to be some kind of save cards for next turn effect. And so here, vampire is one of those. And then it gives each other player a hex. And so this is because Vampire wanted to be an attack, and this was, you know, the flashy new attacks I was doing. And it seemed reasonable, you could say, well, the vampire does something bad to you, who knows what. And then finally it says, if no cards have been trashed this turn, exchange this for a vampire bat. So if you haven't trashed anything, if there's nothing dead, then it's hungry, is the idea there. And then the bat was a straight action, not a knight card. Cantrip, reveal the top card of your deck. If you don't have a copy of it in play, put it into your hand and exchange this for a vampire. So it's an inverse C chart that draws cards you don't have in play, which would be, you know, all your treasures, for example, whatever other card, and all your knight cards, but also, you know, other things. Not all your knight duration cards, but I don't know when that showed up. Anyway, it's some random thing that, you know, is not at all bat-like. And that's the initial vampire and bat. So then the next version of vampire is a trasher. And so this plays into, it says, if no cards have been trashed this turn, well, let's provide a trasher so there's some way that maybe things actually could be trashed. I got that in at least briefly. And then the next one, this is weird. The next one says, plus 2 coins, you may buy a card. So I couldn't give you plus money on a knight card. I could give it to you next turn. But it couldn't give you plus money this turn because you can't buy cards anymore. But if it let you buy a card, it could. And there were several knight cards that played around with that and actually made money and then said, you may buy a card. And that isn't what knight was all about, is one problem with it. But I did try it here on vampire. And so again, this is now so not a vampire. And then the hexes, which is reasonable, and the no cards trashed is still the feeding idea. And there's a version of bat here that says vampire bat, which was just probably a mistake on my part because I was saying bat on vampire, not vampire bat. And how did that even happen? Yeah, the first bat is called bat, but the vampire says vampire bat. So I guess I wasn't quite clear what I was doing there briefly before I settled on bat. And I'm sure I settled on bat because it's 3 letters, because, you know, these cards were all trying to fit their text. But so this bat is, it's still revealing. Oh, this is reveal your hand and the top card of your deck. If you don't have a copy of that card in your hand, put it into your hand. So it draws you a card that's not in your hand yet, like Hunting Party, which is a notoriously slow card to resolve in real life. And the next version says, trash a card if it costs 2 or more, exchanges for a vampire. This became a thing. There are going to be more of these where I thought, yes, I'll have a trasher and I'll care if you trashed a good card. You have to trash a good card. Except, obviously, it could be estates, but you'll trash 3 estates, and then after that, you'd have to, like, trash a silver or something if you wanted to get your vampire back. So then the next vampire, each other player receives the next hex. If any cards were trashed this turn, gain a gold, otherwise a silver. Exchange this for a bat. So it's always exchanging for a bat now, but cares about the trashing in this non-vampire way. And oh man, and here's another version of the buying. A hex, you may buy a non-victory card for 1/2 its cost. Several cards tried this. Mostly they were called Underground Market. And they said you may buy a card for 1/2 its cost. And so it was at night. At night you could go to this special place to buy cards. And they didn't have to make money because they'd made the card cheaper. So that was a better fit. Like, I didn't feel like that was such a stretch for the night card. But it didn't work out. It was always, like, too exciting with Province relative to other cards. And we still have if no cards or trash exchanges for a bat. Okay. Next line. So many vampires. The other player gains a curse and receives the next hex. So that is a vicious attack. Look at the top three cards of your deck. You may trash one, discard the rest. Exchange this for a bat. So it's just hinting at, the vampire involves trashing, like this whole feeding thing is subtle at this point. But you always get your bat. The next one is a the Ironmonger family. It's a transmute. Trash a card. If it's a treasure, you get a gold. If it's an action, you gain a vampire. If it's a victory card, each other player receives the next hex. Exchange this for a bat. The action to vampire thing. So this is the thing. It's very sad about the final vampire. But vampire, one of the things vampires do, because I had a little list at some point. What does it vampires do to try to make this seem like a vampire? And it's like, well, you know what vampires do is they make more vampires. That is a very basic thing. It's like zombies make more zombies, vampires make more vampires, werewolves make more werewolves. It's a basic part of this flavor. So they don't always make more vampires, but it is something they do. So I got that in with this. If you trashed an action, you gained a vampire. And meanwhile, bat has changed to look through your discard pile, reveal two cards from it, and put them on your deck. Again, really just trying to be a different kind of effect that knight cards were allowed to have and squeezing it in this case on bat. And if either is a victory card, exchanges for a vampire. So you had to top deck a victory card to get your vampire back. What nonsense is that, right? And so the next bat back to this trash a card if it costs two or more, exchanges for a vampire. And to have some resources, because I guess other things were not working out, it draws you a card next turn, which is pretty weak. The next vampire is still a transmute. It always gives out a hex now. If it's an action, if you trash an action, you get a vampire, a treasure, you get an action card, which is huge, right? This could be your city quarter or whatever, your possession. If it's a victory card, you gain a treasure. It looks very nice, but it's the kind of thing that would be super scary that it gains actions and treasures directly, which is, what's exciting about it. So why I tried it. So finally, we are starting to look like the vampire we know. Each other player receives the next hex, gain an action, exchanges for a bat. And then you see a different order. And this is a common theme to the vampires too, that why do I keep fiddling with this order? It's the same card, but it's you get the action first. And it's because it was hard to remember everything that vampire did, because it did three things. And so it was important to put the things in the order that best let you remember them. Like we didn't want you forgetting to turn it into a bat, but we didn't want you forgetting any part of it, and you could forget any of it. So that's why there's one where I just changed the order. And then we have trash a card from your hand. If it's an action, gain a vampire. Otherwise, gain an action. Still trying to get in that gain a vampire flavor. And there's a bat that corresponds to it that says you may trash a card. If you trash one costing two or more, exchanges for a vampire. Otherwise, next turn, pose one card. And so we're now both cards are trashing, which gives it some more identity. This is a trasher, and sometimes it's gaining you actions, and sometimes you had to trash a good card. Now we have a series of bats. Trash up to two cards from your hand. So this is where that's introduced. If either is a victory card, exchanges for a vampire. If either is an action, gain a vampire. What more is there to say about that? Trash up to two cards if either costs two or more. Still stuck on that. But this is the last. Exchanges for a vampire. If either is an action, gain a vampire. Trash up to two cards if you trashed at least one. Exchanges for a vampire. There we go. Bat. This condition ended up working out. We can see, though, in the next two bats that I tried a different one still. I said if you trash two, I wasn't sure which was better. So I said if you trash up to two, if you trash two, you get a vampire. And then I changed it back with the next bat. So it's actually identical, but it appeared in the file with an image. So I didn't catch that, and I posted the image when it came up. And meanwhile, in between, we have vampire saying, instead of an action, now it just gains you a card costing up to five. And this does two things, really. And one of the things is that it lets you gain duchies with it, so it retains value later, and it doesn't let you gain city quarters or possessions, so it reins that in. And so last footnote had a game where somebody decided they just wanted all the vampires and they got like eight vampires and using vampire to gain vampire. And it was a bad game. It was super slow. And so this was something where it was like, it's a classic situation in playtesting where it's like, I can't just put all this weight on this one game somebody played, but now I have to pay attention to this card and see how much credit do I give this. And in the end, I gave it enough credit, and Vampire says, other than a vampire. So instead of vampires specifically making vampires like vampires do, it specifically can't make them to try to, and it's not like this was the best strategy necessarily, but I'm sure vampire would gain vampire a lot if it was able to do it. Not that you would just empty the pile though, because you don't want all those bats. But yeah, it's very sad. And the final two versions just mess with this order. And as you can even see on these last three versions of Vampire, I have each ability in each position, where first you exchanged a bat first, then the exchange for a bat was in the middle, then it was last. The hexing was second, then it was third, then it was first. Just trying to make sure you remembered all the bits and it was as clear as possible. So there you have it, Vampire. So yeah, in the end, there's a little bit of the notion of feeding because the bat has to trash something to turn back into a vampire. It has to feed. So that idea is still there. And the vampire giving hexes and the vampire turning into a bat is very directly vampires. And the vampire hexing is reasonable for a vampire. That's like something vampires do. Gaining a card isn't so vampire-like, and restricting it to being other than a vampire is just anti-vampire. But that's what happened.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
Duchy had value, not for its VP, nor for the buff it bestowed upon me, but because with it were given, for free, to who in truth to my heart held the key. Lass and young lad, must you tragically be gone now for good to the realm of 1E? Farewell, dear Duchess, thy Duke longed for thee.
Thank you, Janiels, for that poignant send-off to Duchess.